Association voted to make all ballots public. The Hall of Fame is the entity that said, no, we won't do that. We won't make them all public. That's nonsense.
I agree with you.
I think the Hall of Fame runs themselves fairly well, too. But that's...
I try really hard to not get too mad about it, because at the end, it's the people that are going to get in are going to get in. But I just feel like there are so many inconsistencies. So, like, the conversation that we were having yesterday about, well, you know, Sosa getting a low percentage of the vote. And, well, people have these thoughts on what he did. What I don't see, though, is people whose names weren't connected to any of that stuff getting the benefit of the doubt. And specifically, I'm talking about Paul Konerko. Mm. Paul Konerko is now off the ballot. He only got 2.5% of the vote. That's a guy that was never connected with this and still hit 438 home runs. I don't think Paulie's a Hall of Famer, but I do think that if there is going to be this thing where we're keeping Bonds and Clemens and Sosa and McGuire out as is saying, well, this is the era that they played in and this is what was going on.
Yeah.
If there are guys that don't have taint, then shouldn't they be?
Doctor.
Well, you have a serious problem. But if you don't have it, then shouldn't you be given some sort of credit towards getting into the Hall of Fame, considering the era?
Like an adjustment factor?
Yes.
Yeah, I get that.
And again, my issue, I'm not trying to get Paul Konerko in the Hall of Fame.
Right,
I don't think that he's a Hall of Famer.
He's not.
But him, with his 438 home runs, mm-hmm. no longer being on the ballot after his first year of eligibility, seems unfair to me if we are not being consistent about the guys that we think cheated.
Does it matter to you then, and maybe this is too far afield, but does it matter